Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hello. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Comfort Level Podcast. We hope your new year has been good. Welcome to the new year with the Comfort Level Podcast, and let's listen to some stories.
Yay!
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Comfort Level.
The fourth time we've done it.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Comfort Level Podcast. I'm Maddie, and I'm here with...
Callie.
Brandon.
Sam.
We just got done with a pretty intense workout because, you know, it's January and we got our workout goals.
It'd be like that.
Yeah.
It'd be like that. It absolutely be like that.
I can't promise that my workout goals will be the same in a week, but
that's the whole point of, like, goals.
New year, new me.
New year, new you for, like...
5 seconds.
Five seconds. And then...
Yeah.
Same. Then it's... What is it? Then it's, like, new
then
year,
it's like
same me.
Back off. Worry about yourself.
Yeah, and then mind your business.
You never heard that saying?
No, that's the first.
Then it's like literally focus on yourself, grow your grass. Don't worry about me growing my grass.
Wow,
you never heard that
saying?
No,
that's very specific.
It's a pretty popular saying.
Yeah, it's pretty great. It's like, especially like there's like an influx. Like if you look on the phrases that are used charts, like there's like an influx of that, like right after New Year's.
I don't think that's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
Right after New Year's.
Right after New Year's, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, right after New Year's.
You know what? I'm actually going to make a goal today, and I want to promise you, I'm going to promise the viewers, I will gain weight. And I'm telling everyone that I will gain weight. By the end of this year, I will be heavier than I am now.
That's a good goal.
Yeah. That's something I'm going to stay
strong. That's a realistic goal.
I'm going to stay strong to that. That's my goal.
Okay. How much?
Let's give me 50 pounds.
50 pounds?
I'm going to give me 50 pounds. That's my goal. I'm going to chunk up.
Okay.
I'm gonna chunk.
Bulk up and then what, like next year continue bulking up or going?
I think I'll probably keep going up and up, hitting that record every time, get that record high.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the record is just Is there going to be a stopping point? Like, when you're like, okay.
Right now, I'm playing it by ear, but I'm thinking no. Oh. I'm trying to get on, like, what's that show, My 500-Pound Life?
Oh.
That's the goal.
Okay.
I'm trying to be a celebrity.
That's your new year, new me goal?
New year, new me. A lot of me's. Twice as much as me's.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a very different goal than I think a lot of people have.
I don't think I would.
But I'm trying to be realistic, because now if I'm like, oh, I messed up on my goal, I lost weight. So it's either good or bad. It's good. Okay. Both are good, right?
Yeah.
I mean, in a roundabout way, yes.
That's all I care about.
But roundabout ways are not good.
They're very good. I either get big, make my goal, or get smaller, and that's good.
Oh, wow. You, what are you
Don't ever hit me like that.
Boop.
You just booped too.
I will promise you. You will never make your goal.
Boop.
Just immediately starts fighting.
Oh my God.
I hope you become skinny.
No. Don't put that on me.
I hope you're thinner than a mint.
How dare you?
I hope you're thinner than a thin mint.
No.
But in a healthy way.
Thank you, Maddie. That means a lot.
Because I care about your health. So if 50 pounds more is going to make you healthy.
Yeah.
I hope he never sees 50 pounds more.
Dang.
Maddie, you hear what he said? This is your boyfriend.
I hope you run every day by accident.
Well, you did boop him on the nose twice.
I run on accident every day.
Like he gets chased by a bear.
That would suck. If I exercise on accident every day.
It's just like a person for like the Red Cross. Like, yeah. Hey, can you donate? No!
No, I don't want to.
The
well,
next day.
Know, you can't ride in a car with Brandon because he's just going to drop you off on the interstate.
Oh my gosh, you would.
5 o'clock traffic too, so you got to run out. You got to run out.
Stop wishing these things on him.
Why do you
Let's
hate
get to the
me
first
so
story.
Because you booped me.
Oh, I did.
Twice.
Multiple
no,
times.
I do remember that. No, now that you bring that up, I do remember doing that. And I do.
That did happen.
I
that
have was a crazy. Vendetta.
That was crazy.
And then before you like chiseled his cheek. Like,
those are things that happen, but you said you're going to cut them out. They're not actually going to be.
I didn't.
You said you're going to cut them out.
So no, this is my vendetta.
Let's make sure they're cut out of the podcast so no one sees that.
I hope everybody sees it and cancels you. For booping in
it's
public.
The fifth time I'm canceled on the show.
My tape broke.
Have you been canceled before?
No, somehow not. I say a lot of problematic things and no one has canceled me yet.
All right. Sam, you should have lied. She was trying to connect.
Oh,
like
was, oh yeah.
She had
gosh.
No one. She had nobody.
I know him.
Nope.
Here.
Uncanceled.
Wait, can somebody please cancel him right now so that you can be.
I feel like there's a lot of things I've said on here that I probably should have been killed before and nothing. Man, that's the patriarchy, though. Am I right?
It's because I'm a feminist,
I guess. Am I the asshole for telling my girlfriend that being depressed is not an excuse for being lazy?
No.
It's the silent laughing from you. Why are you silently laughing?
Because that's like one of the most obvious titles I've ever heard that we've ever done. That's just a bad title. There's no way you can redeem yourself.
Mm. Yes? Okay.
Yeah, I think it's a...
Yeah, you are.
Oh. You are the asshole.
Yeah, the poster.
Mm. Mm.
That's what I was saying.
Okay. Am I the asshole for telling my girlfriend that being depressed is not an excuse for being lazy? I, 29, have always supported my girlfriend, 23. We've been together for 4 years now and lived 23? Together.
Oh, that kind of.
She was 23?
Yeah, he's 29.
Okay.
She's 23. We have been together for 4 years now and lived together for one. She has always had anxiety as well as depression, where some months are worse than others. I have supported her through all of this and understand it's very hard for her. In January, she lost her job due to current world circumstances, and by March, she hit a low point with not eating as much, crying, irritability, typical traits of depression. I have comforted her as much as possible and taken care of everything. However, at the beginning of June, I was allowed back to work, and since the house has fallen to shambles, I'm too tired by the time I come home to do anything, even cook. Most nights we order takeout, and on rare occasions, she makes food. The floors aren't being washed, hoovering isn't being done, laundry is a mountain, and dishes are everywhere. I try to keep on top of it, but with work, it's almost impossible. She is home all day. She lies in bed till afternoon, watches Netflix, eats bowls of cereal, and naps. That's about it. I've tried to gently coax her to do more, and she says she will get to it, but she never does. I finally snapped and told her I was sick of her doing nothing all day and leaving the housework for me, that if she's here and I'm working, she needs to be pulling her weight. She got upset and said that she wants to, but she never finds the motivation, that she is tired all the time. I say I understand that she's depressed, but it isn't an excuse to do nothing and be lazy. No one likes housework, but I won't take any more excuses about it. She needs to start doing it or leave. Next day, I come home to a clean house and a note from her saying she was sorry and is going to stay with her mother. Her mom helped her clean before they left. I tried calling, but she wouldn't pick up. When I rang the house, her mom answered and had a lot to say. She was furious, telling me about how she is struggling and I'm making it worse. That I should be supporting her, not ignoring that she is in a bad place, and so on. I was told my girlfriend had been crying all day in her bedroom, and I feel awful. I never wanted to hurt her, I just snapped. I tried to get her mother to give my girlfriend the phone, but she wouldn't speak to me. I feel like it's a lose-lose situation. On one hand, I know depression results in lack of motivation and cleanliness, and on the other hand, I can't stand to see our home in such chaos. I have never had depression, so I can't say for sure how badly it is. That's why I find it difficult to 100% emphasize. Am I the asshole for telling her that depression isn't an excuse?
I think I stick with my answer that no, he's not the asshole. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's frustrating, and you certainly can be understanding to a point. But if you're dealing with that every day, it's really frustrating.
Mm-hmm. I want to know Sam's reaction, or what he was thinking, because he made like a real reaction when she was talking. It was in the face. I saw it.
When?
I saw it out of the corner of my eye. You said,
well, because the first, the 29-23 thing threw me off of how he was, but I don't think it really factors into this that much. I don't know. It's tough. I think this is probably why I won't. It's going to be unlikely that I get into a real long-term relationship because of these kind of things where I'm like, okay, I know. I think I'm more on Callie's side where I'm like, yeah, it's tough, but hey, you gotta like do something. Like it might be hard, but you gotta do something. And I've been depressed where I'm like, man, I don't wanna do anything. But I know if someone else was relying on me to do something, I'm like, well, I gotta buck up and do something about it. It's hard to be like, your only excuse is like, I'm depressed. And so you're not gonna do anything about it just because you're depressed? That might be hard, that might be cold. And maybe, I don't know if that's a good thing or not. So yeah, I think I agree with Callie where I'm like, yeah, I don't think you're really the asshole for this.
I feel like if you were depressed and you were like everything was messy and you cleaned, that you would feel better because everything's not messy and you're up and moving. But
well, that's the weird thing where I'm like, I felt depressed and I've gotten like messy. I don't do anything. I don't do any cleaning my house. I don't do any hygiene. And doing cleaning does get you up, but you just don't want to do it. Like, yeah. I know this will make me feel better, but I still can't get the energy to do it. So that's the rough part.
Yeah.
I think from like a scientific standpoint too, I don't know, like, cause people have different imbalances.
Yeah.
When it comes to depression. So it's like some people really are, it's really that bad. Like even someone saying like, you're being a bum, just go do something. But it's like, I don't know. Cause you got to think about the whole, like they're in that state because it's like, it's involuntary. Like it's like, they don't want to be depressed. No one wants to right. be depressed.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I want to say anything more because it's like, I haven't necessarily, I went through spurts where I was sad, but I've never, I don't know if I've ever been actually depressed. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, you can't really speak for people that have been through something like that. It's just, I don't know. It's a, I feel like, though, like, you have to be supportive either way. Like, there's, like, just better ways to do it. Because it, did it say how he said it to her? Well, actually, now that you say that, because he said something about, like, he just kind of snapped.
Yeah, something like that. Snapped.
So it's like, man, how bad did you snap? How bad did you snap to make her, like, literally leave and no comms?
And she cleaned the house on the way out.
So she cleaned her house on the way out, yeah. Nice. But it's like, you did something.
What do you think, Maddie?
I agree with everybody. I think that, I don't really think that he's the asshole. I can't speak on her or, like, really, like, depression. Because I've dealt with, like, I don't think I, like, with Brandon, I don't think I've dealt with depression before. I feel like I've dealt with anxiety, but I've never been to therapy to understand all those feelings. But, yeah, I've dealt with, like, the moments where, because me and Sam, like, low-key bonded over this over one of the podcasts, where it's, like, you kind of get in, like, a fit of where you don't really want to do anything, you have a lot of lack of motivation, and you don't clean yourself as much when you're, like, when I was younger, that's how it was. But it wasn't, like, a thing where it was, like, weeks on end. It was a week, and then I would shower. And then I would do it again. But yeah. So, but I do get what you're saying of, like, if, and what you're saying, if you would get the energy to get up and clean your house and make it a cleaner space, if that's what you have the energy to do, it would make you feel better. Because I can't tell you how many times I've done that, and a cleaner space just makes me feel a lot calmer. But about the depression thing and what she's going through, I don't even have any, like, suggestions of, like, how to help that situation, because I'm like, I don't know what would be pushing them too far or just enough to get them moving to where, like, maybe in the future they're like, hey, thank you for doing that. Or if it was like, yeah, I didn't appreciate that, like, that was too much.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I've been depressed and I didn't have the luxury of not doing anything.
Yeah.
Because you still got to get up and you still got to go to work. You still got to pay your bills. You still got to take care of your space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the best thing you can do in a relationship is just feel like, the thing you probably should have done is like, this is how I feel based on how we live right now. And yeah. I don't like this. Communicate with that.
Yeah.
And try to do it in a positive way and saying, anything I can do to help you, blah, blah, blah. But if it continues, that's where I'm like, okay. Because I don't know what he did. Maybe he did try before, but if there was no communication, then she doesn't know what to expect from a relationship either way.
Mm. You got to want to help yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there is a whole update post about this.
Oh, no. They're married.
They broke up.
So the update is, ultimately, I realized that a majority of the blame was mine. I never should have ever called her lazy because that isn't what she is. I lashed out and I shouldn't have. She stayed at her mother's for a few days and we eventually met up to talk. I told her how it just got to be too much for me, but it was no excuse for me lashing out and I apologized. She apologized also, not that she needed to, and we talked for a long time about how we can make our relationship work. I expressed my concerns over her therapist, who is very against anything other than talking therapy. She agreed that he didn't seem to be really to really have her best interest at heart, and she's currently looking for somebody new. For now, I suggested she stop looking for work. She got a lot of rejections, and I could see it was upsetting her more. And I just felt like we should take a step back from that, and I want her to focus a little bit more on herself. She was unsure as she felt bad that I would be working for both of us, but I assured her it is fine. I make enough to support us both quite comfortably. I also suggested maybe she could volunteer at some point and get some more stuff on her resume. I'm no therapist, so these were just my suggestions, but it seemed to have taken some of the pressure off her, which is all I wanted. We agreed that being in the apartment all day alone and in bed is not good for her, so we came up with a plan that she can do an exercise video 3 times a week. It's only a 10-minute one. Just so she is doing something. She's found that she likes doing them and they make her feel a bit better after and has started something called yin yoga now. To help me, she has one chore a day to do. I don't care what it is. It could be dishes or it could just be putting the laundry in the hamper. I make sure to show my appreciation for whatever she has done, no matter how small it is. We have set out that every Sunday we will have deep cleaning days where we get everything done for the week. This has been super successful, and we make it fun and just mess around while still getting things done. Ooh. It makes the week a lot more... It makes the week bienvenido. A lot more manageable. It makes the week a lot more manageable when we only have light chores to keep on top of. She's trying more, and I'm also working on being more supportive about her depression. I'm researching it more and learning ways that I can help her because it is part of her. We're both putting more effort in and communicating a lot better. I just hope we keep making progress because I do love her very much and I want us to work.
Good for them.
It seems like those were all the suggestions that you guys were giving.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Actually, I do think he's the asshole though now from that update.
Yeah.
Because he was, did a little humble brag in there. He was like, I make enough to support us both comfortably. I'm kind of a little wealthy. He's an asshole for saying that. He didn't have to say that.
I'm mad about that.
I am mad about that. What a jerk.
He's a jerk. I agree.
But you know what helped this whole situation?
What?
A Roomba.
Yeah.
That guy was an asshole.
A Roomba would have fixed this entire thing.
Am I the asshole for calling my body positive coworker unhealthy, deluded, and bitter after some rude comments she made about me?
Whoa!
Yes.
Whoa!
Oh my gosh.
Whoa!
Oh no. We're going to get into body positivity. I don't want to be.
I know. Wrong side of TikTok.
Yeah,
this is a horrible side of TikTok.
Well, hey, look, you guys kept your you didn't say anything crazy.
Right.
So we'll just go right into it.
But after, I probably will say something crazy.
Okay. But you don't care about being canceled.
If you're body positive.
I do want to be canceled.
That is your goal.
That is my
goal. 2020.
So, yeah.
If you're body positive, don't go to the YouTube. Especially don't watch his reaction.
Well, we don't know. We don't know what's about to happen. So, I mean, we do. But
we do. Sam's like, this is my opportunity. I'm going to take it.
To be toxic?
Yeah, I love it.
Am I the asshole for calling my body positive coworker unhealthy, deluded, and bitter after some rude comments she made about me? I'm currently working part-time at a restaurant on my university's campus. I mostly work shifts with this one girl, we'll call her Anna, who is all for body positivity movement. She embraces her body type and regularly posts inspiring quotes or images on social media accounts. Personally, I have nothing against that at all. I'm also in full support of treating and accepting everybody no matter their body type. However, I do believe that everyone should be healthy, eating right, exercising, taking care of their mental health, etc. Or at least attempting to. I don't support those who use the body positivity movement to cloak or shield and justify their unhealthy and damaging behaviors. However, despite being a supporter, Anna regularly comments on my body type. For example, I always bring food for my shift since I personally think the food there is not the healthiest. Burgers, fries, more fried food, etc. Anna will often say things like, you should eat a burger, or you could use a few extra pounds, honey, or you look skinnier than last week. I told you to stop eating salads every day, haha. She'll sometimes even feign concern for me and ask me in private if I was struggling with my weight, and then proceed to tell me that I look way too skinny to be healthy. One time I was changing into my work shirt in the back, and Anna saw my stomach and commented that my stomach was starting to look like a man's. I have no idea what that means, but I doubt it was a compliment. These hypocritical comments have pissed me off. I enjoy eating healthy and cooking my own foods, and I enjoy working out and staying toned. Anna, on the other hand, gorges herself on the food in our restaurant, drinks about 3 cans of Coke per shift, and does not work out. I don't think this is healthy. Finally, during yesterday's shift, this guy I kind of like came in to get some food, and I was super excited to see him. He turned out to be a bit cold towards me, and the whole event was a bit anticlimactic. Oh well. Anna witnessed the whole thing, and after he left, she said, maybe he's into curvier girls. I basically blew up at her and called her out for all of her hypocrisy. I asked her how she could call herself a supporter of body positivity when she regularly shamed my body. Then I told her that she was unhealthy in many ways. I called her out on her eating habits, being bitter and jealous of others who are in control of their bodies and health, and deluded for believing that she is healthy and fit. She called me insecure and told me I was being a rude bitch. It was reaching the end of our shift, so I clocked out early and left so that I didn't have to argue with her anymore. I was mad for a bit and told one of my best friends. She said that I was right and all, but I was being insensitive in the way I brought it up and suggested that I should apologize. I'm standing my ground, but I want to hear other opinions as well.
I feel like I have a controversial outlook on it.
Oh, let's hear it.
I'm kind of scared, but can't
say that. 2.0.
By the way, I've always been naturally thin, and I like people always like, go eat a cheeseburger, like, go eat this or whatever, just eat food. And I feel like if I were to like say that to someone who was big, like, just eat a salad, that it wouldn't be the same. And so I do kind of feel like it can't go both ways. You can't say whatever you want to somebody who's skinny, but then not want something said to you. She shouldn't have said that. But if I'm like body positive, that's for everybody. That's not just curvier girls.
Mm-hmm.
People have eating disorders. I mean, you never know if somebody like goes home and throws up all their lunch, and then you're like, I don't know.
Yeah, there was something that I heard recently within like the past year where it was like not encouraged to like celebrate people when you see them being skinnier. And it wasn't necessarily something that I understood at first until it was kind of explained to me, like, especially if they're not like outwardly being like, hey, look at me, like, I've lost weight. They might have done it in a very unhealthy way, like you were saying, because of like an eating disorder or whatever reason, whatever they were doing. And so you like encouraging that behavior could encourage the way that it happened, which I thought was really interesting. But also, my sister Hannah is also very skinny, and she can eat whatever she wants.
You said it several times. Yeah.
And she's gone through the same thing where I've literally been around her and people will be like, oh my God, girl, you need to eat something. Hannah is literally eats all the time. Like, she just has a really high metabolism. And it's funny because most of the time it like doesn't affect her, but when she is at the house, sometimes you can see her like talking and is a little irritable about it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I don't think it's, I agree. I don't think it's fair for people to comment on your body just because you are like the desired like body type. You know, like being skinnier is something that a lot of people seem to want, or the like what the the modeling industry seems to portray as like how like women should look.
The jab of like, well, maybe he would like here be curvier.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
How is that supposed to be? Like, how can you take that in a positive way at all?
That's just like someone saying like, maybe we like you if you were skinnier. Like, it's the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a conversation going around. But it's like the whole idea of certain groups get protected.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like for her to say that to a girl that claims to be body positive, like people would see that and be like, people would hear that and like in writing, like I told a body positive person, you know, she needs, or being unhealthy is not an excuse for being body, whatever she said, you know, people won't see that was an attack towards a person, just like one-to-one. They see it as an attack towards body positivity, but it's like the whole thing, like, I think it is a double-edged sword or like a double standard, because if you're not body, if you're body positive, you're not just body positive towards
everybody.
Yeah, it's body positive, period. Mm-hmm. Like, you just, everybody, like, you just be acceptable and like positive who you are and how you are shaped, like point blank, like, you know. So it's like the fact that she's like going against body positivity, a body positive person, like the girl probably gets protected more, the girl that's probably the more unhealthy, I don't know how to say it. Yeah, she gets protected more because she's like, I'm body positive.
Yeah.
And it's like she's using it to abuse the situation.
Mm-hmm.
It's not fair.
It just kind of seems like she's unhappy with herself to constantly be picking at other people,
for sure.
So.
Yeah, that's, I totally agree. Like, that's when I know you're not body positive. You're constantly commenting on this girl about her eating salads when you know you would hate if someone's like, why are you eating all these burgers all the time? Why are you constantly chugging down sodas? That's the part where I was like, oh, maybe this would be problematic, because I've heard those same conversations. And like, there are people, like, larger people are being protected in the whole social media discourse. You can't say anything bad about a larger person. You can't say, like, which I do agree with what body positivity is like. Do not criticize someone on their body. Like, do not come at somebody and just like, you're this because you're this size. Mm-hmm. But also, what I think the bad side of body positivity is like, don't celebrate people because of them being bigger. Don't come, don't make fun of them, don't come at them, but don't also say, this is the ideal of what people should be. Mm-hmm. Because I'm like, there are a lot of people that are like, they're not healthy. It's not healthy to be so many pounds overweight. Like, it's actually bad for your heart. There's like all these health risks. We shouldn't be celebrating it. We shouldn't be making fun of people for it, but we shouldn't be like lifting people up and like, you should be like this. Because I think that's the bad side of body positivity that people like have a hard time saying, because you're like, oh, you're just calling like fat people are bad. Like, no, I'm just saying it's not
healthy.
Yeah, it's not healthy. It's not good. But I would never come and like, you don't deserve anything. You don't deserve love. You don't deserve something because you're big. Because that's rude. That's not body positivity.
I feel like the people that also abuse that are like, it's almost like they use avatars, you know? Like, this is the standard for what my sect of body positivity believes. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that's perfect. If anybody says anything about that perfect image, I'm coming for them personally myself. But it's like, to be people that are just like, either some people are fit and then some people are just like, it's like, okay, this is not good. Like, it's not a good example. I'm not going to hate on them for it. Yeah, like you were saying, yeah. I'm not going to hate them for it. But it's like, you know, like if you have to, if you're holding too much weight, your bones and stuff start to break down.
Yeah.
Like, do you want to be, like, at what level of body positivity do you choose for your life? Like,
yeah,
you know, there's a
fine line. I do kind of find Sam's answer ironic, considering he wants to gain.
I do want to gain a lot of weight.
He wants to gain,
but I don't want
500 pounds.
If people came at me and were like, I don't want them to say anything about me and make fun of me, like, man, you big, you bigger than a house. But I wouldn't say this is what everyone should be. This is what everyone should aspire to.
He's like, that's just my goal.
It's like, it causes heart problems.
Big
like,
Sam.
I'm gonna get
very
those.
Dangerous.
I need those heart problems.
I'm trying to be like tough them. To get up the stairs, you feel me?
Big Sam. Yeah.
He said, I got an apartment on the first floor. My house doesn't have stairs, you know?
Because if I did actually, like, was 500 pounds and I was like, what I get mad about people who are larger when they're like, well, I'm thick. And you're like, well, a certain part, there's like levels to like, you're not necessarily thick, you're big. And they're all like, I'm body positive, like this thick person, this thick ideal that everyone's like in love with, like that's me. And you're like, no,
that's not you. I agree.
Go and get you a couple Roombas to get you up the stairs.
Well, I think your goal for getting canceled is going to come true. After that one. You ain't thinking fat.
Well, I feel like sometimes, because body positivity is not lying, I don't think.
Right.
I think for some people it is lying. You're like, I'm thick. You're like, bro, you ain't.
I got some bad news
for you. You think this is thick? This is thick. What you are twice that.
Thick 100 pounds ago. Yeah.
But I'm like, should we lie to people? Is lying to people, because if someone offers it, if someone asks me, I'm like, oh, no. I wouldn't go in there and be like, man, you're big. But if you ask me, you're like, hey, I'm thick. And you're like,
if a big girl no, said you're that, not. You would say, no, you're not thick.
You would just be like, you
it depends in the situation.
Okay, like, if she's like, you're give on me a date.
If I'm on a date? If I'm on a date and she's like, is this a first date or the first date she's asking me, am I big or am I thick?
Okay, that's the first thing. Because
if we're dating,
up. It comes up.
If we're dating for a while, then I'm obviously into it. Right.
True. Okay, first date.
First
date. Like, what do you think of my thickness?
You're a crazy. I'm like, you're crazy for asking me that. I'm big. Yeah, you know you're big. I asked you out on a date, so I did want to pay, but I didn't realize this was the amount I was paying.
Because of the catfish.
I came in on a budget and
she did a lot of face selfies, yeah. Not body positive.
Yeah, because I do want to correct it. If I'm dating someone, I'm not going to be like, you big as a house. Like, I wouldn't really, like, say that.
She's because
I'm
like, brick.
I decided to be in a relationship with you.
When
right?
nobody's around, I'm going to fucking roast you.
Like, oh my gosh, you're.
Well, thank you guys for joining me for the Comfort Level podcast. New year, new us.
Yeah, we're
Sam,
we're different.
Focus on
we're
being different. More body positive.
Yeah.
Yeah. New year.
Yeah. So,
yeah, I'm going to be less problematic this year.
No, you're not. Yeah, you're going to be more problematic.
You're going to be more problematic.
You started the year off yeah, with this
I am
episode.
Starting off hot, yeah. But this is it. This is the last day for me.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us for the Comfort Level podcast. Thank you, Callie, for joining
Thank
us.
Thank you, Callie.
Thank you.
And we'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.